Thank you and good morning. The county will break ground on a new juvenile hall facility next week and will host a groundbreaking ceremony for the project on Monday at 10 a.m. The new facility will be located on Harrison Street, and the total cost of construction will be just over $15 million, with the state having kicked in more than $12 million. Chief Probation Officer Bill Damiano said in a statement that the new facility will be safer, more accessible, and will house the personnel and services needed by youth offenders. Six local contractors have been hired to build the building, and the construction is expected to be completed by August of 2018. The building will have 30 beds and will be staffed 24 hours a day by 14 employees. The county also provides special education services, a full-time teacher and teacher aide, alcohol and drug staff, and a staff psychologist. Jordan Christmas has news from the county as well.
The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors held their meeting on Tuesday morning, and among the agenda items, which included certifying the results of the special election for the McKinleyville Community Services District, the supervisors approved plans to build a Southern Humboldt Community Park along the South Fork of the Eel River. The site will feature sports fields, including baseball diamonds, a football and soccer field, a dog park, and a skate park. The location would also hold festivals and would feature a community forest with trails.
Thank you, Jordan. With the resignation of former Arcata City Council member and two-time Mayor Mark Wheatley, the Arcata City Council now has a vacant position to fill. Seven people have thrown their name into the hat: Jason Akana, Robin Baker, and Judith Meyer, who are all members of the Arcata Planning Commission, along with Mike Hart, Josh Neff, Alex Stillman, and Brett Watson. The council will consider the seven candidates before making an appointment at its April 19th meeting. You can find details about each candidate by visiting the city's website. The Humboldt Senior Resource Center has been awarded a $20,000 grant by St. Joseph's Hospital as part of the Care for the Poor grant. The money will be used to help fill the funding gap for the Home Delivered Meals program, and it will help pay for the food needed for 10,000 meals. Barbara Walzer, the Director of Nutrition and Activities at the Senior Center, said they are grateful to the Community Benefits Committee for their concern and care for the vulnerable and older population in the community. There were two tragic incidents over the weekend that claimed the lives of two teenagers and that served to highlight the dangers that rough ocean waters, high tides, and big waves pose to visitors to local beaches and waterfront areas. A 14-year-old Eugene, Oregon girl died on Saturday afternoon at a beach on the Bandon Dunes in Coos Bay, Oregon. She was visiting the South Jetty with her family when a large wave rolled in and washed a water-soaked log on top of her. Despite immediate reactions from those nearby and immediate first aid, the girl would later die as a result of the injuries she suffered. Closer to home, a 15-year-old Table Bluff and Fortuna High School boy died when he was impacted by a large wave while eeling at the mouth of the Eel River Saturday. Waves pushed a log onto the boy, who was then trapped underwater, and by the time he was located and pulled up and taken to the hospital, he was dead. Residents and visitors alike are urged to use extreme caution when visiting local waterfront or oceanfront areas. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Former Arcata Police Chief and City Manager Randy Mendoza has spent this past 6 months as the interim city manager in Fortuna, a tenure that comes to an end on Friday. The Fortuna City Council hired former Arcata City Council member Mark Wheatley to take the position last month, and it will be made official on Monday. Mendoza spoke about the job of being a city manager and what preparation is needed, and whether or not he felt that Wheatley was ready. Mendoza said bluntly,
"Who's ever ready? You know, it's a learning process. I'm still a rookie city manager. You know, I was only a city manager in Arcata for 6 years. And, you know, so there's so much. I think you can do this job for 20 years and still feel like you're learning and you're a rookie."
Mendoza rose through the ranks as an employee with Arcata, starting out as a bus driver before joining the police department and finally wrapping up his career as the city manager. Even with all that experience, Mendoza said the job is ever evolving and ever changing.
"What happens is that the game changes, you know, depending on who the council is. So you could be going down one avenue with council group A, and then there's an election, and then you have to relearn things, and things are over. So I don't think you'll ever master it, because how can you master how people think? And that's really a big part of the job. Most city managers would probably say it's you're constantly learning.
Wheatley will be sworn in at next Monday's council meeting, and you can listen to Randy Mendoza talk about managing a city and other topics on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.